Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Show. We are on once a month, and we're excited to have Brigitte and Mike with us as we make the great Three Musketeers as we launch another St. Germain Radio Show. And before we pull everybody in, let me go ahead and just give out some information for everybody. To find out more about the links that I'm going to mention, because sometimes I know a couple of people have been reaching out to me and saying, I'm not catching what you're saying as far as the websites and everything. The links and everything are up on spiritualconnectionsradio.com. That's connectionsradio.com. So if you go out there, you'll see that we have a link for Brigitte's website, which is lightbridge101.com. And make sure to go out and check out her work. She teaches a lot of different classes, both in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. That's when she's, traveling around a little bit and everything. So I've done a number of her classes. If you ever get a chance to take a class from her, she is absolutely amazing and, a beautiful sweetheart. So make sure to, take a look at her services. I know a lot of people like to call in and get readings. You can actually call her and make an appointment and get some one-on-one time with her, and that's initially how I met her. And I used to get readings where she would channel, one of the Ascended Masters to answer questions for me, and just really love that. You can call in after a little bit and ask your questions to St. Germain, and that's going to be 646-716. Mike's getting excited. Hands away from the keyboard. Either that or tell the angels to take a step back. all right, so that phone number for everybody again, 646-716-9663. So we'll give that number out later if you didn't catch it. And as you heard in the background there, that's Mike on the keyboard blessing us with his music, which he'll be playing during the show today. And if you haven't had a chance to experience his Skype sessions or have a one-on-one where he plays his music that's specifically channeled for you, make sure to check out his website. He's got a lot of his music up there also, and some of the stuff that him and Brigitte have actually collaborated on. So you can go to his website, which is MikesNyderCC.com. And if you missed either of those websites, just go check out our show information on spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Brigitte?
Yes. Thank you, Mark. Welcome. That was amazing.
Yeah, I got the giggles tonight.
That's great. Life sometimes can be just way too serious. So a little bit of giggles is just great. It's just what we need. Well, welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show, and Mark already gave an awesome introduction, and thank you so much for doing that, because he himself is an amazing life coach, channel, healer, you name it. So you want to make sure that you contact him too if you need any guidance, any form of healing. If you have questions to the hierarchy of life, he certainly can assist you too. And his direct website, I'm sure it's also shown on spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Now, this radio show has been created as a means to deepen your connection to your own divine self and also a connection to the ascended masters and the angels and to the hierarchy of light in general. And July marks a very significant month in many ways, and it often gets forgotten or not realized because we focus, or we have the tendency to focus on days like the summer solstice, the winter solstice, and equinoxes, and special full moons, and new moons, and whatnot. Twice a year, the ascended masters and the members of the hierarchy of light actually meet for a week, and they find ways that they feel will support the evolutionary process here on Earth even more so, and they will infuse the, shall we call it, the light body of Earth or of Gaia with more unique vibrational frequencies, with love and light and empowerment, and that takes place the first week in January and the first week in July. And so what we have in July, right around 4th of July, for those who celebrate Independence Day, an intensifying in the love vibration. And what you will notice in this process is that all aspects of yourself that don't have the vibration or don't hold the vibration of the higher essence of love in your life, we now come to the surface for you to make some choices. It's all about the energy of liberation, the energy of freedom, the energy of freedom of your soul to express itself further through your physical body. And you hear right, it's the expression through your physical body. So it is all about taking a look at how you relate to your physical body. Because the path of ascension is not just about reaching up to the higher realms and dancing in the higher dimensions, even though we all like it very much. You can only do so much of that before your physical body might actually burn out or start to hurt because it cannot hold the higher frequencies. And so July, very much with the shifts and changes of energy frequencies, many are experiencing right now a shift in their physical body, a shift in the way that they see things, making new choices, feeling, some feel a sense of relief, some feel a little bit overwhelmed because suddenly, once again, they're looking at certain things that they thought that they worked through, and now they're coming up once again to be revisited for one to make a new choice. So there's a lot of commotion going on actually in July, and it's fitting, it's the time of summer vacations where people can relax and allow themselves to rejuvenate. So often it is not realized, but there is a lot happening in this time. So the Saint Germain radio show is one way where the Ascended Masters, or specifically Saint Germain, is going to address certain subjects, certain things that are important for this time in our lives. And Saint Germain very much is working with humanity right now on this path of liberation. 4th of July, the day of independence, is very much a day that he celebrates in the understanding, not so much about America, but really about the whole concept of liberating your soul, liberating your body, liberating yourself from all those layers that have been holding you back. So in this event, during this radio show, there will be different aspects coming through here tonight that I welcome you to experience. For starters, truly allow this radio show not to just be a fancy show where you get to hear an ascended master, but an opportunity to heal, an opportunity to open your heart a little bit more, an opportunity to rejuvenate, to release certain aspects in your life, and maybe even an opportunity to make some new choices in your life. We have the new moon coming up on Saturday. New moon is always about a new cycle, a new beginning, a new choice. So this is a very pregnant time again, making some important choices in your life. And as many of you know, who are spiritually already open, it is more and more about allowing the divine feminine to come into your life to assist you in that aspect of allowance. And Saint Germain very much will probably address that too. And as he talks, he always also infuses everyone who either listens during the show or later to the recording with that energy attunement that will help you on an individual level too. He will do that through during the time that Mike plays his music. And once again, we have Mark, who also offers a diksha during the music. And I'm going to give the word right back to you, Mark, in a second to just talk a moment about the diksha. But the whole power of the Holy Trinity between Mark, Mike, and me is the whole concept of also awakening the Holy Trinity within you further. The threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, the flame of power, of love, and divine wisdom. And also allowing yourself to move more into a place of balance. So Mark Diksha will give you a tremendous healing empowerment. Mike's music, when he channels the celestial energy, also allows a bridge to the hierarchy of light to infuse you with that healing energy. So I invite you very much when we have Mike playing the opening together with the diksha from Mark to really allow yourself to receive this healing energy that's going to come through. And then after that is done, Saint Germain will come through, will give a small dissertation through me. He will use me as a channel and then take you on a small journey where you will experience certain aspects of what he's really trying to bring through. And then usually around 9 o'clock in that area, if you have still time, and sometimes Saint Germain goes a little longer, 9:05, so don't hold me up to the 9 o'clock because time in Ascended Masters, it's just, you can't really control that. And then you can call in if you have any questions, and Saint Germain will certainly assist you, and you will find that these answers that are asked on an individual level usually will also address the group as a whole. And then we will end with the closing music from Mike, who will very much once again bring that energy through from the hierarchy of light to assist you in settling in the energy you received and then giving you that closing. So, Mark, would you like to talk for a short moment about the diksha, just so everybody knows what that is about?
Yeah, basically, diksha is a different intent for every individual. I am setting an intention when I do it, when I send it out, as I set an intention of saying, this is going to go out to everybody that's listening, anybody who listens later, anybody who listens on the replays and stuff like that. The second intention that I set when I do it is basically just to give each person that it connects with what is for their highest good. For every individual, that's going to be unique. And the great thing about diksha is that it's not a religion, and it has nothing to do with any type of religion. Matter of fact, a lot of people who are in the, we call it the diksha movement, even though it's not really particularly that, are made up of every religion on the planet, including atheists, which is actually a very interesting idea. So the short end of it really is that it's very empowering, it's very loving, and it's a direct connection. It's a special gift that I like to basically kind of send out to all our listeners and everything, really to empower you and give you what is for your highest good. So that is what we're going to be doing while Mike's playing the music in the beginning.
Great. Thank you, Mark. And Mike, I know you probably already have disconnected, but I want to get you on, you know, to talk about your music for a moment too, because music is such an incredibly powerful way of healing. It is a universal language that touches you deep at your core. So, Mike, can you just talk a little bit about what happens when you play the music? What takes place with you as a channel, and how does that music affect those that are listening to what you bring through?
Well, basically, with the music that I play, one of the objects is to help you create clearing in your mind. And the first thing is when you're going into a meditation, it's very difficult at times to stop all that mind chatter and all those thought processes of what's been going on through your day and different issues that arise. And music is a wonderful companion for that, to help slow down the thought processes, to start to clear your mind and start the relaxation process. And the other main component of music is what happens is it puts you into a different vibrational level. The music that I play is designed to get higher in vibration as I go through the piece that I'm playing. And so our bodies pick up that resonance from the music and also attune to that vibration that we get to with the music. And when we get in that higher vibratory state, not only do we find that our minds start to clear out some of those random thoughts, but we also start to feel a little bit more in tune with our higher self, per se, or sometimes get a little more in touch with our heart center. As an example, when we're talking about the heart center, Brigitte and I do classes in person down in New Jersey in different areas, and we always start out with a Tibetan singing bowl. And unfortunately, it'd be too difficult to play that in their radio show since it's not electronic, but basically the singing bowl that I have is tuned to the note of F, and the note of F is directly connected to your heart chakra, just like different notes on the musical scales connected to different parts of the body. So anyway, tonight, just as Brigitte was explaining, you'll find yourself, as I'm playing the music, that if you just let yourself listen and be still as I play the music, once I get to the end of the piece, you may find yourself a lot more relaxed and a lot more attentive, so that when Saint Germain comes through, the words kind of can be taken to heart more without any kind of like outside interference, hopefully.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. So we will begin now specifically with Mike and Mark doing that duo between the diksha and the music, and I will just get quiet, and when they are done, Saint Germain will come through and address everyone who's listening either live or later on to the recording. And he'll take it from there. I can't say in advance what's really going to happen. Neither can Mike, because his music is channeled, and neither can really Mark, because his diksha brings through whatever energy is needed for all the individuals listening to this show. So enjoy yourself, sit comfortably. This is your time to receive, and and that's it. So, Mike and Mark, it's up to you. greetings, my beloved brothers and sisters of the light. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always, especially at a time as this, an unprecedented time of the beginning of a new age. And all of you are working so hard in releasing the old and bringing in a greater vibration of love and light. And please know that we members of the Hierarchy of Light are deeply grateful for what you've chosen to take upon you at this incarnation to work through and to anchor here on Earth on behalf of Gaia, to support her in this awakening process, in this ascension process to a new consciousness. So open your heart and feel the download of our love to you for your continued efforts, for your continued willingness to step out of the darkness into the light, for your continued willingness to let go of the past and to embrace the unknown. We understand that you're in a place of free fall right now. No way of turning back, no way of going back into the old patterns. Even so, if you try to, it would not be possible. And so the old might come up to touch your awareness, but no matter how much you would try to repeat the past, it is no longer possible. And so you're falling. You cannot turn back. You also cannot hold on to the sides and slow down. And you're falling and falling to a whole new form of existence. And this new existence affects your physical body. It affects your nervous system, your muscles, your organs, the way you eat, the way you sleep, the way you live within that body. It changes your emotions, your feelings. You become more sensitive to the outer world, more sensitive to the shifts and the subtle changes. Aspects that you could not see before suddenly are very much aware in your consciousness, and you're forced. It is not even a choice so much, but here you are now forced to make choices that you didn't even know existed before. And on a mental level, you become more and more aware of belief systems that no longer serve you. And you're watching yourself now. You're watching yourself in the way that you are attempting to repeat something from the past, a way of being. And you know you no longer can judge the way you judge. You no longer can limit yourself the way you limited yourself in the past. Simply it's too uncomfortable for you to do this. And so here you are falling freely into the unknown. And even so, you might fear that there is no structure around you, that there's nothing holding you on. There is something that is within you that assists you and supports you even in this free fall. It is like a hook that is on you that helps you slow down the fall or speed it up according to your choice. And this alignment is the alignment with your divine I Am presence. It's your true divine essence. And if you allow yourself to slow down a little bit more and to listen just a little bit more, coming away from your own sensitivity, but celebrate it as it is the foundation for the new you, then you will find that things that seem so uncomfortable at times will become much easier. And it is all about the divine feminine energy right now that will support and assist you, because it is about allowance and acceptance. and letting go of the need to control the past, the need to have a plan, the need to know the answer. The place you're in right now is about not knowing. It is about taking one step at a time and be observant and open as to what presents itself at any moment in time. And so you are indeed asked to set priorities. Priorities the way you have not set priorities before in your life, because it becomes increasingly more important as everything around you accelerates. The power of manifestation, the power of the rhythm, the death and rebirth, the moving out of the dark night, out of the dark night of the soul into a new life. All of these rhythms have accelerated because you're moving more and more towards this balanced state where there is no dark night of the soul and new or new birth anymore. There's a balanced state, and that is what your divine I Am presence, your divine essence is helping you to achieve. And in the past life, it has taken tedious training in monasteries, in temples, to come to this place of inner peace and balance and stillness. And here now are you training to move exactly into this place of balance in the midst of being one of the collective, in the midst of being in the masses, so that you can more effectively assist in the collective consciousness, helping the collective consciousness to move into this place of balance. And the key here is to recognize not to judge yourself too harshly when something doesn't work out as quickly as you would like it to do, because humanity as a whole is in this incredibly accelerated awakening process. So these horrible situations that are happening around the globe, whether it is an airplane crashing with 298 people on board, or whether it is war in certain zones around the world, or now more so about old past residue wanting to reassert itself, and yet it cannot, because the past cannot live in the energy frequency that is continuing to exist here on Earth and is rising further and further. So you become columns of light, columns of empowerment, columns of love, and your job, your main job, is continuously to look within yourself and to decide what is in alignment with your heart, and if it's not, to release it with love and light, and to prioritize and allow yourself to acknowledge your physical temple throughout that holy grail that is your home, the home of your spirit at this time, that without that, you would not be here having the experience that you have. So it is in honoring your physical temple. It is in honoring that when your body gets sick, not to judge it for being weak, but to understand that this is a time for your physical body where it needs special attention, special nurturing, special love, special time of rest. And so it is about letting go of that severe judgment towards your own humanness. And so I invite you now to close your eyes and to take a couple of deep breaths. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to sink deeper within your physical body right now. And allow yourself to really feel your body. And to not see it as simply a human form, a human shell that restricts your soul and your divine spirit to express itself, but see it as a sacred temple that it is. And what do you do with a sacred temple? You keep it sacred. If it was a real temple, you would light candles. You would light some incense. Use some holy water. You would keep it clean. So take a look around and feel and sense if you've kept your physical body sacred and what it was that you've done last as a sacred act of purification for your own physical self, for no other reason than to honor your body, to become the nurturing universal mother energy for your own physical self. When was the last time you embraced yourself with love and you said a kind word to your physical self and looking at your mirror image? Some of you have done it, and I congratulate you with that. But for some of you, you allow life to just become a little too busy. So I want you now to go through your body and to light some sacred candles and to use some of an incense that feels dear to you with a smoke that has the smoke of a certain ray to infuse every cell of your body. See yourself as your own physical temple caretaker or as your own high priest or high priestess. See yourself in the robe of that position, entering your heart or entering some of your organs, your lungs, your third eye, and purifying it now by lighting it up. By lighting it up and by infusing it with the sweetness of a higher vibration incense or the sweetness of your love. It doesn't have to be incense. It doesn't even have to be the candles. But at least sanctify it through the sweetness of your love. And at this time, we call upon Archangel Uriel and his twin flame Aurora to descend and to be in alignment with you. To be in alignment with you as both of them bring down the sixth ray of devotion to you, to empower you to spend this upcoming new moon, the beginning of a new cycle, as a moment of choice to devote yourself to sanctifying your physical body, to sanctifying every aspect of yourself, and to celebrate your physical self, to anoint your body, to get yourself some holy oil and use it to anoint yourself with the knowing that this is to sanctify yourself, to take a beautiful cup of water and to lift it up to the heavens and call on the Christ energy and ask the Christ to bless this water, to make it holy, and then drink of this cup and let that holy blessed water fill you up in every cell of your body. But Archangel Uriel and Aurora are now working on you, each of them having their hand onto your heart, one in front, one in the back. And Aurora stands very much for the energy of new beginnings. The only way you can step across the threshold to a new beginning, honoring your physical body as it needs to continue to shift and change and be available and be ready for all the frequency shifts that are yet to come. And so, you might want to know about a new relationship or a new business relationship or where money is coming from. But it starts with a relationship towards yourself. the field and fusion of Argentaria and Aurora. I say Aurora, infusing you with the sixth ray of devotion. See it as a ruby golden ray coming into you and releasing any kind of concepts or belief systems or emotions or feelings that talk you out of the love for your physical self. You are so willing to accept that you are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is. But that includes your physical body. That includes your home, your temple. And so bring your consciousness now down into your feet. Bring your consciousness into your feet. And send gratitude into your feet. Send gratitude in your feet, to your feet. Feel it. Feel that love and devotion that is infused with the sixth ray, filling your body up from your feet upwards. Feel the tingling in your legs, in your knees, in your thigh, in your lower torso area, and slowly all the way up. Feel that devotion energy opening up your chakras and balancing them, those power centers. And now, open yourself up for the true alignment with your divine I Am presence. Allow your divine I Am presence to descend, to settle within the sacred temple of your body. Let it settle. And create the special space within you, within your heart, for that sacred union between you and your divine I Am presence now. Feel, allow, accept, and empty yourself that only your divine essence and alignment with your soul is a power within you that is guiding and directing you. And that is embracing your lower self, not through judgment, not by stating that your lower self is interfering good enough, but embracing your lower self, your ego, with love, with compassion, and the understanding that up until this point, your lower self, your ego, also had a role to play. And that it's simply time for a transformation, for liberation, for raising in consciousness. And in this place of alignment, I ask you now to visualize two doorways in front of you. You have a choice. I ask you to step through one of the doorways, which is a future based on your past. And the other door is your future based on the alignment of your present moment without the influence of the past. truly letting go of the past and bringing yourself fully into the here and now. So I invite you to open up both doors and to step through them for a moment and fear what the difference is. And yes, some of you grew up in the belief that the lessons of the past define you today. And as much as that is true too, the question that you want to ask yourself is, do you really want the past to define you? Or are you willing to let go of the past to define yourself every moment by your own inner choice and guidance? Not by an experience, not by who you believe to be, who you choose to be right now. So go ahead. Step through each doorway and have your own unique experience. One is a future based on the past. One is a future based on letting go of the past and using the present moment to create it. Now that Archangel Uriel and Ahia Aurora are supporting this process very much, as they teach about the deeper mysteries of life, and it is all about knowing thyself. So this is only another way of learning and knowing about yourself and making choices accordingly. Bring yourself back into your own self and descending now is the goddess of the moon and the moon cycle. There are many different names for her. Choose whatever feels right to you. But she's here right now to support you to prepare for the next new moon, to prepare for the new cycle in your life, and to open up your heart to the soft touch of the lunar energies, to let these lunar energies infuse you, to allow yourself to move into that place of kindness and softness and compassion towards your own self, patience and tolerance, and knowing that even though sometimes it appears dark and confusing around you, and you cannot see really the future, that in that darkness there are stars. There's a moon guiding you along regardless. They are lights, and they help you if you allow yourself to receive that support. And just like Earth is moving around her axis that is directed towards Polaris, the North Star. To have your own North Star, your own Polaris, your own axis that helps you to stay in a straight line and that helps you not to get lost. And so this Goddess of the Moon is now activating and strengthening your connection to your own Northern Star that connects you through a rod of power, creating an energy axis for you that is helping you to stay on course, no matter what it appears like around you at times. And even so, it sometimes feels like you have sacrificed a lot and you've lost a lot. Truth is, you are finding yourself in a place in between places, a space in between spaces. One door has closed, and yet the other door has not fully opened up yet. And even so, you might feel or sense or think that you are in a solid place right now, you're still in an in-between place. And you're preparing for something new, a new life, a new beginning, a new cycle. And everything that has happened in the last few weeks and months have only asked you to release further what cannot enter with you across the threshold into that new life. And so allow yourself to be willing to fully surrender, to fully release all needs, musts, and have to. And to feel the strength and the solidity of this axis that is guiding you, that is keeping you on course. And so when you prepare yourself for this upcoming new moon, prepare yourself in a manner that allows you to make choices based on your heart. Over and over again. And it might be frightening. You might even think at times that by allowing yourself to become so vulnerable, the other shoe definitely will drop. Something is going to happen. Someone is going to hurt you. Somehow your heart is going to get broken in some form or way. But that is a path that no longer works. That is an untruth for you to release, because that path no longer holds any power over you. Reinforce over and over in your alignment, this is North Star of yours, that now you're open to receive abundance on all levels in your life. Now, you're ready, you're willing, you're open to receive the experience of love, joy, and peace in your life. Now you're ready to move into a place of wholeness and completion so that you can shift consciousness level and open yourself up to an experience of the new human you, the new human self that humanity is giving birth to. There are many names for that new human. Adam Cadman, however you want to call it, those are only names. What is important is that as you step further and further into that new you, your outer world is changing too. It is not the other way around. Don't seek on the outside for the changes first. Allow the changes to appear and to happen, occur from within first. That is how transformation takes place. So take another deep breath as Archangel Uriel and Aurora strengthening the connection to your Northern Star, to your own personal Polaris, can bring that Northern Star into you, either by looking out into the sky and looking upon the Earth Northern Star and awakening and activating your own in the process, by simply closing your eyes and feeling that access. and feeling how it strengthens your heart and your power center and your sacral chakra, and how it strengthens your connection to the earth as it connects you to the heart of Gaia. Time. The goddess of the moon is giving you a gift, a spark of the lunar energy, encapsulated in a sphere of light, put right into your heart to strengthen your willingness to have trust and faith and the divine feminine within you, to guide and direct you into a place of openness that allows for new creative forces to come through you out into the world, for you to be willing to let go of control, to move into a place of total alignment and acceptance that allows you to not get caught in the dynamics and the dramas of others around you, but that allows you to stand in your power and to make choices according to your heart and alignment with your soul and your divine I Am presence. We ask you, the next few weeks and months, to truly take the time and honor your physical self, to sanctify it, to baptize it. You do not have to go to a church, to go to a brook, and allow nature to baptize you, to scoop up the water, hold it up to the heavens, let it be blessed, and then allow yourself to feel it on your head, on your face, on your heart, and to sanctify yourself, to make your life the outer realm for the sacred you that you are. And as you keep yourself sacred, the outer world becomes a sacred place too. And remember, country, for example, has been founded on the statement, in God we trust. But remember, your God essence is your divine I Am presence. So it is about having trust and faith in your divine I Am presence to ensure that you are always at the right time, at the right place, and that there is truly no accident. There's only an opportunity for growth and to redirect you where you really need to be. Whenever you're ready, allow yourself to come back into the here and now. Archangel Uriel and Archangel Aurora are now stepping aside. The goddess of the moon is rising up into the heavens again. And know that you're very much loved. Before I close, I will just open now the opportunity for those who have questions to call in. Mark, can you give the phone number one more time?
Sure. It is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. If you call in, you get a chance to ask Saint Germain a question directly. Are you ready, Saint Germain?
Certainly.
Okay. It's a great honor to have you here.
It is a great honor to be here with all of you.
All right. We're going to bring Kate on first. Kate, you're on with Saint Germain.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Greetings, my dear. Blessings to you. How can we be of assistance to you today?
Yes, any messages in terms of what I am currently seeking and for increased alignment?
It is important for you to detach yourself from, and please do not misunderstand, but from your own inner importance. There is a test of initiation that is occurring for you at this time through your life circumstances. And the more you are right now making it about you, either feeling a victim of the circumstances or feeling uncomfortable with the circumstances or feeling that you are at a crossroad and you simply cannot make a choice yet, or you feel limited because you're not able to step out of the life circumstances that you are, what you're really asked to do is take a step back and allow yourself to see that there's something much bigger occurring here right now. That for you to come back here to Earth, you have taken upon yourself some of the human karma. And as uncomfortable as it is for you at times, in choosing love over fear over and over again, you are infusing the collective consciousness with a tremendous amount of healing. And by not making it about you, by truly acknowledging that there's a greater power working with you and through you, you move out of that place of needing to understand what is occurring to that place of the divine feminine of allowance and acceptance and observance. And some of the pressure you've been feeling will then subside because it is in that, in feeling the need to know, the need to understand, the need to make sense of all of this as to how it relates to you, that it creates pain and difficulties, and it holds you restricted in ways that do not allow the energy of transformation to flow in a manner that the old can leave and the new can come in. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Thank you so much. Yes.
And so allow yourself to use a little bit of humor and to know that this is not about you. The world is not out to get you. It is not the truth. It is that there are higher powers at play here. And to relax yourself a little bit more. And as you relax yourself a little bit more, the energies and the frequency can shift, and that what no longer serves you can finally leave your life. Blessings to you, my dear. I am thinking, and it is so.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very welcome.
Saint Germain, it's Mark, and I just want to ask a question as far as, is there anything I need to know about where I am on my spiritual development right now?
You, my friend, are also in this place of being in a space in between spaces. As much as you feel that you're now moving more towards solid ground, this is also only in preparation for more to come. And that more to come is what you're feeling and what you're hungry for and what is tempting you to become impatient. But simply allow yourself to just be in the moment, as some of the opportunities have not become open for you yet because it simply isn't time yet. So it is for you too, my friend, to continuously allow yourself to be connected to the divine feminine, to be in a place of openness, to be in a place of surrender, to be in alignment with your divine I Am presence, and to simply allow the days to unfold in the knowing that you are making a significant change. You are anchoring a beautiful vibration of love and light here on Earth. You're supporting so many. So now that in this, there will be a place of balance for you soon between the spiritual and the physical world. and simply allow it to open up and to unfold according to a greater plan.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, we are all set.
Then know that all of you who are listening to the radio show, that my love is with you always. Again, honor your physical self, honor your own path, allow yourself to not take your life too seriously. And it's difficult at times. We understand, because sometimes the life circumstances are very difficult and are very painful. But the more you allow yourself to draw yourself into that difficulty and the discomfort and that feeling of that there is no solution, that there can't be a solution, you're stopping the energy of transformation to flow through you. The more willing you are to step back and the more willing you are to simply observe and to make choices based on the moment, the more effective will you be to go through the shifts and the currents and the changes that are occurring here on Earth at this time. Therefore, the Divine Feminine calls the Universal Divine Mother to you, to be in alignment with you, to support you, to show you, to guide you, to allow yourself to be in the state of openness, and therefore you will be able to give birth to that new life that your heart is so much yearning for. Blessings to all of you. I will hand you over now to Mike, who will play the closing, now that my love is with you always. And it is so. Thank you.
Oh, that was amazing, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good way to wrap up the thing.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mark. I mean, the energy that you guys brought through also during the Diksha in the beginning was absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Your music is just amazing. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this radio show. I hope it helped you and given you a little bit of direction in these times of great change. It's intense for all of us, that's for sure. And if you have any questions, you can certainly contact any of us, and we'll support you as best as we can during these times of changes. You certainly can't walk this path alone. You need each other to help each other to stay on a clear course. And so allow yourself to receive that help and support that you need. Don't feel like you have to tough it out and have to walk it all alone. So blessings to all of you. Thank you for listening in. And I hope the next radio show should be back to its old schedule on the second Tuesday evening of the month, and I hope to have you then listening in, calling in, whatever you want to do. Blessings to you.
Yeah, that show is coming up on Tuesday, August 12th. That's August 12th for the next radio show of the St. Germain Radio Show. Great. All right, good night, everybody. Good night, Mike. Good night, Brigida.
Good night, Mark. Good night, Mark.
Good night.
Bye. Good night, everybody.